Commodore is keeping up with you.
Losses at 85 to 95% of the strategic forces.
What you can do with a computer? What
would recommend, Mr. McKittrick?
Full-scale retaliatory strike.
I need some machine to tell me that.
Obsoleto.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Dr. Obsoleto. Obsoleto.
Channel 62.
Obsoleto. Man behind the machine. Channel 62.
The decision to deplatform Man Behind the Machine from Spotify likely stems from concerns about the podcast's gonzo journalism, humor, and music programming. May be perceived as violating Spotify's policies, prompting the platform to take action to maintain a consistent and acceptable content environment for its users. Such decisions are often influenced by the need to balance freedom of expression with the responsibility to prevent content that could be deemed offensive, harmful, or against platform guidelines. In the realm of airwaves, where stories unfold, a podcast called Man Behind the Machine, we're told, with gonzo flair, journalism takes its stance, yet Spotify considers a deplatforming dance. Humor intertwined, like a delicate thread, but guidelines may be crossed, causing concern and dread. Gonzo journalism's edge, a double-edged sword, a dance on the line, where controversies are stored. Spotify, the stage, where music and words align, yet if guidelines are broken, consequences entwine. Deplatforming whispers, like a breeze in the air, for the boundaries crossed, a reckoning to bear. In the podcast realm, where voices are free, the thread of deplatforming weaves destiny. For gonzo journalism, a risky embrace, a dance with consequences, in this digital space.
Obsoleto.
In kitchens of tomorrow where flavors take flight, a chef emerges, blending tradition with light. No apron-clad mortal but a maestro of tech, guiding culinary dreams with a digital track. In the dance of electrons, recipes unfold, a symphony of bites, a spectacle to behold. No wooden spoon stirs, no flames fiercely flare, yet creations abound in the digital air. Silicon sous chefs were a binary ballet as algorithms season in a calculated display. Molecular whispers in circuits conspire, crafting gastronomic tales, a futuristic layer. Ingredients, data, the chef's canvas is vast, from the realms of code to culinary contrast. With pixels and patterns a culinary trance, the chef of the future orchestrates a feast's dance. In circuits and currents innovation is spun, the culinary wizardry of the future begun. A fusion of circuits and spices entwined, a gastronomic symphony, a taste so refined. So embrace the future where bites meet the grill, the chef of tomorrow a culinary thrill. In the realm of algorithms where flavors transcend the digital epicurean, on innovation depend.
Remember, don't shoot food. Pay keys to open doors.
Find the machine, obsoleto. Channel 62. Let's talk to Detroit.
What's going on?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I had a quick question. I didn't, I don't know if you're busy waking up, but it just occurred to me, and I don't expect a full answer, but what is the answer? We go from TV, radio. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not enough people can get access, so we democratize it and we have the internet, so we give everybody YouTube. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you got to get on this thing because everybody now can get on YouTube. You can make your own TV station. Now we want to censor people. So what is the, what's the answer, bro?
Well, that's a very good question, first of all. I mean, obviously, you know, technology is going to work with you. And then obviously technology is going to work against you, just as Mark Zuckerberg. That's why they're dragging in front of Congress. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just, you know, be thankful we got the tools now to, I think, like I said, we've talked about this before, is like when it comes to technology and the internet, it's a great thing for people that want to showcase their work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And can be seen worldwide, and it gives them an audience now, and it gives them an opportunity to I guess take it to another level. I mean, you know, just to have viewers, so to speak, or that, you know, stardom becomes of that, you know, that's another answer to it, you know, that's on them. But I mean, that's just a, I think it's a great opportunity for people. I mean, obviously 10 years ago you didn't have hundreds of independent journalists out there and stuff like that, or independent TV shows,
right?
Because of the obviously because of television, it wouldn't reach anybody. And obviously we got lucky when we did our TV show that we actually had the last channel on the television, channel 62 in Chicago, where we could reach a pretty large broadcast audience. But it moved through the cable system, so you know, you had to find the channel. So, but now, like I said, YouTube, and I mean, that's just, you know, one of them. Because you have YouTube, you have Twitter, you have all these channels that you can go through, and especially at one time, because now you can use Restream, and now you have an opportunity to reach more audiences.
Right, and if the audiences can reach you, and if
yeah,
you
ha- audience,
and,
yeah.
And if you haven't been censored or put in Facebook jail.
Yeah, you know, right. I mean, that's gonna happen. I mean, you know, I mean, they're still throwing me in Facebook jail. Yeah. That's what they do. I mean, that is funny because, like, whenever they, I get stuff like that I posted up years and years ago,
yeah,
saying, oh, well, you've done something against copyright infringement of music. I'm like, I'm not getting paid for it, so I'm not really copyrighting anything. It's just music that's there. And then it's weird because now you can go to TikTok and you can choose your own songs. So what's the difference? I chose that song, and okay.
Right.
I did, you know, and now you can go, let's say, to TikTok or Instagram, and you can pick any of those reels. You can pick any song you want.
Absolutely.
So the artist getting paid for that? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, but you can, I don't know. It's a tricky situation, you know. It's like, I don't know. It's for artists to make money from the internet. But then again, it's really not if they know how to, I guess, run their own.
Well, why do I feel like I want to go back to cable television?
Well, I don't think you'll ever be able to go back to really cable television, because cable television is not really going to be around too much longer.
Oh, no.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, it's like, well, I mean,
what are you saying, man?
I mean, look at it now. I mean, look at where you're at. I mean, you're at where people can pick their Netflix, they can pick their Amazon, they can pick, you know, whatever cable television or whatever you want to call it, digital
right.
Downloads, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still cable TV. I mean, people are still going to be watching it through TV. I've been watching it through a monitor. What's the difference? It's a TV monitor. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, whatever you want to call it, TV monitor, cable, you know, download digital video, you know. But I think it's just more like now, well, what they like is the algorithm, so you can pick the TVs and they know what to send you more of.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, hell yeah, dude. I mean, I'm not even, I mean, I say a couple of words and all of a sudden I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff on my Facebook that totally gears to what I searched,
right,
or what I
absolutely
talked about. They're listening, you know, so it's like, you know, their ears are on and they want it. And I don't know, it's just weird because, like, I guess they think you're going to be a better consumer, you know, because they know exactly what you want now.
Well, I wanted to get, speaking of Channel 62, which this is going to be the name of this episode, what do you think about this? They want to ban Man Behind the Machine now. And, I don't know, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, I'm afraid it's going to happen sometimes, and you just got to say, why are they actually doing it? It's beyond me, because it's free speech. I mean, I don't feel like we've did too much to harm anybody. I think we're hugely alternative compared to half the stuff out there. And if anything's been sampled, it's been, you know, obviously it's been sampled in a good way, I feel. And at the same time, too, you know, we've done it where it's like you've sped it up or slowed it down. Right. Some people can't even recognize it, you know. So,
isn't it like, what? Like, but what is it about fair use or social commentary? Like, you know, let's say you're doing a TV program, okay, about a subject. And then you need to clip a piece of music from the era, or from Detroit, or whatever you're reporting on. And maybe you want to do some historical footage.
Yeah.
You know, isn't there something about social commentary?
And
fair use?
It's the Fair Use Act. But, I mean, where does the Fair Use Act come in? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, where does that begin? You know, it's like I said, everything's sampled out. Everything's been rehashed. Everything's, I mean, people have access to it. I mean, how many people now, I mean, just think about it. It's like when you had, what was the first downloader guys for music? And they took them to court. Lars did a big thing. Who was it they went after? LimeWire or something like that? Whatever.
LimeWire, yep. I mean, got it. Yeah.
There you go. So now you got everybody, anybody can do it. And now you can pay a subscription or something like that with YouTube, and you can download all the videos you want. You know, so it's like, okay, so what's with the Fair Use Act? Is it good or bad? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I have an opportunity to do it, and I'm going to use it anyways, and it's there. So it's like, you created it, and now you expect me to go back to the old rules.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. And then most people, like, for example, our show, will use it creatively and maybe bring it to a new audience. So they might, like, a lot of my music I would have never known of if I hadn't been able to get it free. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. So the issue with them is like, okay, so I get it free, but what is the artist going to get in return? Well, hopefully promotion of me buying their stuff. That's what they want eventually. But I'm usually going to get more music from them, you know. But I might buy their t-shirt. So it's just so tricky. And I understand when Lars was in front of Congress hemming and hawing. But the thing of it is like, okay, well, you've made your millions. What you should really be talking about is your guy, Sony, who basically only gives you 3 cents on each record or each download. You should be talking to them for a better contract. So you now get 10 cents a download instead of 3 cents. Because they're not making any money. The only way these artists make any money, and this is the only way that any independent artist makes any money, is just by getting out there and hitting the road.
Right.
You know, that's it. I mean, I just go back to the Juggalos all the time. They're the best ICP, because literally, they're the best, man. They are the best when it comes to independent marketing.
Oh, man.
Literally, they just have a boatload of stuff. And they don't have to worry about nobody. You can download the music all day long.
Right.
It's free because they're making millions of dollars on all their t-shirts and pins and hats and jerseys and they go out
Absolutely.
And they do their own shows.
You know what? Weird Al Yankovic, he recently came out and said that he's made so much money on Spotify that he can buy a large sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's where we're at. Yeah, exactly.
That's what Weird Al. Weird Al said it was, you can buy a very nice big sandwich.
Yeah. So the thing of it is, it's not really so much the artist. It's like, okay, what's Spotify doing for the artist?
Right.
They're not really doing too much because Weird Al is making, he's having millions of downloads or plays a day, and he's not making any money from it. Then obviously, there's something that has to change with the big corporations.
Well, I don't know if I told you. I don't know if I told. Sorry, I don't know if I told you, but I got a server for my buddy, Dr. Claw.
Oh, okay.
And I'm within. I don't even want to swear. Within effing, you know, just inches away from starting my own server and hosting my own content.
That's probably the best way.
And I'm thinking, if this goes down the way I think it's going to go down and we get kicked off, I'm just going to host it myself.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's a Linux server, and it'll allow me to also stream. So not only were you able to come and listen to Man on archive, but you can listen to it live, like a radio station. It's a live radio station. Okay. And then he said I could set it up to where I do live. So you come in and I can host live. You know, we'll be broadcasting live on Saturday at 5 p.m. or whatever, and you can come to the website.
Oh, okay, perfect.
You know, and then I don't have to worry about them hijacking, shutting down streams, blocking DJs. All my DJ friends that got blocked. So, what do you think?
Or even like, what do? They slow it down and stuff like that. Or I can't think of the word.
Throttle.
They do. Throttle. Yeah, there you go. You know, they'll do that. I mean, anything that I do, like. All of my stuff is just totally throttled because of the conspiracy stuff. Literally, everything is just, we're like the king of being banned. they have zero to do with like anything. Like, okay, we mentioned, and if, like I said, I did a whole stuff. They just flipped out. They're like, no, YouTube took it off the air. And all it was prank. Literally, it was all about just prank. But they just are so. Anti anything that has to do with like okay if you're like anything about Trump or anything like that or and it's people's free speech and you're sitting here you're free religion it's such a sticky thing. It's like they sit there and they'll say oh well we're all about it. It's hypocrisy at its finest.
He's AI, man.
Yeah. I don't even believe he's even there, man. Especially when they were talking to him when he was supposed to be, when they did the whole thing, when he was at home and they were talking to him, and Congress was talking to him, and he was at home, him and Jack or whatever. And I'm like, these guys look like AI, man. I'm like, just like, whatever. They ask him, like, and they ask him like a simple question of like, HR section 230, you know, and it's something that he has to know because his corporation was basically built around it. He's like, well, I'll have to get back to you on it because I really don't know too much about it. I'm like, the whole corporation was built around that. If they didn't have that, your corporation wouldn't exist because they'd be suing you every 5 minutes. You wouldn't, you'd be in court like every day.
Right.
Over different lawsuits. So,
Channel 62.
Channel 62, man.
I mean, WJYS. Like, you know, WJYS. Yeah, man. What,
WJYS, the last one in Chicago, man.
Wow.
The last channel. Yeah, we were down there the last couple shows, us and the Brown Nun, and that was about it, man. And then they canceled that, and I think Fox bought them. That was it. And here was 50.
Are those studios there? That's still?
No, mate. They're all gone. They're gone. Basically, we wrote it out, and that was it, man. When they canceled the show, they canceled they canceled the channel because Fox bought them, and that was it.
And what, they demolished, they dismantled the studios?
Oh, I'm sure they got the studios still. They probably still use them, you know, but it's all Fox TV now.
Oh, okay. Wow, is that how it is? Wait. Did you guys get eaten up by Big Shark? Big Fish?
Yeah.
Wow.
They sold out. They were the last ones that, they were the last channel, like, terrestrial channel basically on the TV, and they sold out to Fox, and they weren't gonna sell because they were all a religious channel, and the guys just came in. I think they offered him like $1 billion back then, and he's like, all right, and that was it. You know, that was the last basic channel on TV, and like you can go with the whole thing of like, and that's like I said, that's the whole thing. It's like with the internet, it's great because now you can reach a mass audience. I mean, now I can reach everybody. I mean, we have. With our new shows, you know, we have people in France, Australia, South America, you know, it's all this, you know, great opportunities all over the world, you know, kind of thing. Where obviously with local cable, that's, you know, going back to old cable TV is just not going to work. It's just, I love it to work, but it's just, you know. Now, here's how we did make it work, which was interesting, and a lot of people didn't know about this. Crazy Mark, we did a show up here, which is very interesting in itself. He would actually send tapes to other channels in like different, like Chicago, New York, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when they had downtime, like there'd be no programming, they'd usually just stick a TV show on there. And that's how I learned about him and his TV.
That's hilarious.
Because, yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that was the angle we did. Yeah, that was the angle we did for cable. We would send tapes to different states, and then we'd get it on in different states, and all of a sudden we'd have different shows, our show in different states, because they would have open time on cable, and instead of just having open time, they would say, can just throw it in. We're like, hey, if you have any extra time open, if you don't want to have any downtime or whatever, feel free to throw our show on. So that sometimes that would work for us, but nowadays it's just like it's not even gonna work. So, but I gotta run, brother. I'm on my way out to work.
Hey, thanks, brother. I appreciate you taking time. Bro, we'll talk soon.
All right.
Take care, bro.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And in other news, Spotify is threatening to delete Man Behind the Machine's account.
What? Why?
They deleted episodes. They already deleted an episode.
No. They deleted several last year. Man, that drops.
They're little clips. They've deleted the previous one they deleted because I used my own music. They said that's against the rules.
What?
I can't use my own music.
What?
They deleted that episode. I don't even have a backup of that. And now they said if they find me repeating, they're going to delete my account. That means I won't have access to anything.
No joke.
They're going to ban me from iTunes or wherever, everywhere. I'm on everywhere. Yeah.
Do you have
two bozos?
Do you have that stuff backed up?
Well, I'm backing it up now. The earlier episodes, yeah. I'm going in. It's tedious as AF. As blank. It's so tedious.
You're in fight.
But they make me sick. They're retaliating because, you know, I've been talking about certain things, you know.
Ooh, you little bimbo.
You know, anyways, isn't that BS?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm pissed too. You know, all this hard work and I don't know. It's up. Just say forget it. I don't need to do this. I'm spending my time elsewhere. You know, but I put so much time into it, and I've got so many great people that I talk to and music that I make.
And great listeners who subscribe.
Unauthorized. It's not, it's against community standards.
We must get Splinter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't put music on there because it's a podcast. It's talking only. What? So you're going to ban me? Yeah. Yeah, I got kicked out last year because I posted about Mark Twain.
Artificial intelligence.
Gone with the Wind and all that. So this has been going on for a couple years. You know, I don't know, because I've got Facebook, Amazon type topics, Elon Musk, you know, which is favorable in many regards. But anyways, yeah, I don't know.
Commodore 64.
So, day by day, I don't know if I'm going to be up there. I don't know. Yeah.
Computers. So.
Yeah, here's the thing. Okay, AI is going to be able to continuously scrub the internet.
Yeah, that's what it's doing.
Yeah. And companies themselves are incorporating the AI to just constantly scrub through everything.
I do a lot of fair use stuff, so I will put you know, I'll mix in a song while I'm playing Pac-Man or something, you know? Yeah. It's called fair use. Just like when somebody takes a sample or they appropriate it for art. That's called fair use. The Supreme Court has upheld it. They upheld the Prince case. The guy took photographs of somebody and he drew all over them. The Supreme Court said that's fair use. You can take someone else's art. I know it's controversial, but it opens the floodgates to going after artists. Because then you can't do collage, you can't do film. You know, like the other day, there was a cartoon. The character in the cartoon, whatever he was, I don't know. He was a mouse or something or some kind of animal. He ran into a theater because he was being chased. Mm-hmm. And it was ingenious because it was animation film. They had Raiders of the Lost Ark where he's running away from the boulder. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's running in the theater, this little character, away from the villains, and they're playing Indiana Jones, so the boulder's coming down, and they mixed it in, where the character's running away, and the boulder's coming towards the screen, and it transitions where he jumps out of the theater and runs away. But, you know, there's ways of, you know, what I'm saying here? I mean, it's called creativity, or what?
Well, look, I mean, you know how AI can find an image, right? So if you're like, oh, here's a copyrighted image, go find every instance of it on the web. Right, and it's able to do that.
Shredder must pay for this. I'd like to...
Right.
So, you know, nothing is going to...
All right, by turning Splinter back into a human being...
Free from that type of, scrutiny.
Right.
Right? And, so even something that has a likeness of something, for instance, that clip you're talking about,
right,
from Indiana Jones, right? I mean, AI could certainly find that and flag that.
And anything.
Yeah.
The machine says it, you bet it. There's no human controls.
Retro computers, Commodore, Atari.
My friend got banned so hard recently on Instagram by uploading AI art.
Yeah, here's another man.
Banned him for days and then 30 days.
Oh.
And then it let it come back, and then it banned him again.
Well, how did it know it was AI art?
They had algorithms, I don't know.
Oh.
Algorithms. That's what rules now. Algorithms pushing things on the internet. They push traffic. They push you here.
Yeah.
They push you to buy something.
Oh.
They push you to look at something.
Oh.
They push you to hear something.
Oh.
It's all being gathered.
Okay.
All your movements. All your keystrokes.
Well, just remember that if you use any of these AI tools to generate artwork,
yeah,
you need to make sure that it's not putting something in the metadata.
Oh.
It's free, right? So I would download GIMP.
GIMP? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. And then what I would do is I would say, if you're going to post it, I would save it out in another format.
Okay.
Without the data.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah. Because Adobe is implementing their own metadata for the AI tools that it offers, like in Photoshop. So when you create an image or even use AI, you know, as a component of your image, Photoshop will then encode the metadata showing that your art uses AI-generated components.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So much changing, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you just made a JPEG?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because what happens when there's going to be so much AI art out there, you know, now we're going to have some kind of delineate what's AI and what's not AI. I mean, it just was like we're going to have to implement some kind of draconian system, and we're going to be the losing side of having to have these checks and balances, you know?
Right.
I mean, what if you're an artist and now you got to prove that what you drew was not AI generated?
Right.
No one's going to give you the benefit of the doubt anymore, right?
We don't trust you. Go after him. Go after him with the pitchforks. He's evil. We put you in a cell. Yeah, that's what they could do now for Facebook jail. They put you in Facebook jail, and then you can't see. You can't post, but you can see everybody through. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look. All of this is heading towards a social media score, right?
Right.
So you get put in Facebook jail. Well, that's just Facebook, but in China, right, they have a social credit score system.
Right.
do a little, you know, your accounts will be blocked, your, you know, credit cards, you can't get a loan, yeah. You can't get a train, you can't get on a plane. I mean, yeah, it will become not just, you know, oh, I can't post on Facebook. It'll become, I can't do anything. I will literally be in jail in my own home because I can't even travel.
Yeah. It's going to get like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I if this happens, if they ban me, if they delete Man Behind the Machine, I'm going to take that entire archive and I'm going to build a server and I'm going to run a live, not only where you can access the episodes, but I'm going to have a live stream. I had that going last year, but then Dr. Claw, my buddy, his server went down. He's doing Linux. Anyway, something happened, and it deleted it. But if this happens, I'm going to build a server, and I'll have it stream like I was before. Well, you could just go to it, you could listen to episodes, or you could hear a live radio station. And then he told me with the Linux server, I can set it up to do live stuff. So I could say, hey, check me out Sunday night or Friday night. You know, or Saturday night sounds better. Saturday night, Fever. Mm-hmm. Check me out Saturday night at 7 o'clock or whatever. I'll be spinning live or whatever. I can do that too. But you know what? I'm done with these people. If this is what they're going to do, you know. Weird Al Yankovic, you know what he said about Spotify? He made enough money last year to buy himself a big sandwich. That's what he said. Yeah.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. A nice big sandwich. That's what he said. You know.
Well, what happened? Spotify took most of the money?
That's what they do for all artists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They take the money. Plus, they put fake artists up in there, but that's okay. They put fake artists. They let them do that. That's okay.
Fake artists? Like
yeah.
AI?
Yeah, they were found like 3 or 4 years ago. They made like tens of thousands of accounts that were fake. So people went to these sites and they thought it was an actual electronic artist and it was an algorithm. So they didn't have to pay people. You want to pay artists or do you want to have a bunch of robots make money? So that's what they do. Are you speechless? Are you speechless, human?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I'm going to build it. I'll just build my own server. Why am I going to send people, send traffic to them? You know? Oh, man, it's nice, too. It's like a top-of-the-line Linux system.
Oh, you have it in your house?
I do. I have it. Yeah. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
of course.
Well,
if
you were in my position, what would you do with your catalog?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got to start hosting it yourself.
Yeah.
Dealt with music.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to post music in your podcast?
Apparently not.
Wow, that's so stupid.
But if you use their little stupid clips they give you like little, you know, special effects stuff, transitions that you use. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, they want you to use their content, you know.
Oh, I see.
They're like in the Matrix. You know the Matrix, those spiders that go crawling?
Yeah.
You know that? In the Matrix, that's what they are. That's what these algorithms are. They're like the spiders in the Matrix. You know, where they're sniffing them out. You know, when the ship is going in there, they're like, uh-oh, we're... And then they start attaching to them and ripping the hull apart.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Who these people are. They'll come and tear your hull apart.
Lord.
Oh, I'm laughing, but I want to cry. Anyways.
Yeah.
What about Apple?
Yeah, iTunes, what about moving your show there?
It's already on iTunes, but I would have to host it through iTunes. And the whole point is everything's already installed. The links are already up there. You know, it's taken me years just to get where you can say, Alexa, play Man Behind the Machine, and it plays it. Hey, Siri, play Man Behind, and it plays it. Everything's installed. You know, everything's been built. I would have to do this over. I don't know if I have the energy. But maybe going through iTunes, you know. I haven't been banned yet, but I'm just waiting. You know, and they said, do you contest this? I contested it, you know. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. That's where we go to watch all of our movies.
Yeah, I was shocked when I went to see Top Gun 2. That's the first time I've been back to the movie theater since, like, 1982 or something. But I'm just joking. Yeah. But I was surprised that I wanted to go buy popcorn. And they're like, no, you got to go to the app. And the people behind there, they don't make popcorn. Then they text you a message on your phone. They go, your popcorn's ready. So then I have to open up my phone. Can I get it? Confirm it. Go up there. Show them my phone. And then they hand me, or they didn't even hand it. It's right there. It comes out magically. The machines make it. So, you know, you don't even have to order your candy and your popcorn at the theater anymore.
Jeez.
And the people that make the pop, they just stand there. It used to be, you know, you're loading the machines, you're making the popcorn, you're pouring the butter and the salt. Now, right. The machines are all doing it. Forget about it. I don't know.
Yeah, REMC does not have it set up like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do here.
At least, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they buy tickets. Then the algorithms go buy tickets. They're like, oh, it's not available. Oh, those are booked. What do you mean they're booked? They were purchased online. Yeah, they got bots now. They can go buy them. Remember back in the 80s? If you wanted to go watch a film, how'd you buy a ticket? How'd you buy a ticket?
Right. Went up to the ticket counter.
You had to go to the ticket counter and buy it. Not now. Now they go up and they show you the screen with all the seats. They're like sold, and they're all sold. You know, and the bots can do it in seconds.
You know? Yep.
Please bring me back. Bring me back to 1982, please. You know, there's got to be some time portal. I don't know.
What I like is that I can pick my seat. You know, I like the assigned seats.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, in the past, we used to get to the theater an hour early. So we'd be the first ones in, and then we could pick the optimum, you know, seats. And so now I can just do it online. I don't have to worry about getting there early, you know.
Right.
It kind of takes the stress out of it.
Oh, okay. Nice. You buy it early, huh?
Yeah, you know. Log in, you know, with your AMC account. You know, pick the movie you want, and you get to choose your seats, and they're reserved.
What kind of candy or popcorn do you like? What's your favorite when you watch a movie?
Oh, well, it would definitely be popcorn with peanut M&Ms mixed together.
Mmm. Oh, yeah? Big shot.
Yeah.
Big shot.
You get the sweet and the salty mixed in, you know?
Oh, yeah?
With a little bit of crunch, yeah.
Yeah? So, of the common era, would it be safe to say that Jurassic Park was the most exciting film post-80s?
Oh, yeah. I was pumped to go see that movie. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why? Why were you so pumped before you got there? Well, you saw previews?
Well, yeah, saw previews, and I knew that, you know, these were computer-generated dinosaurs, and, you know, I just wanted to, you know, see how far the technology, you know, has gotten. You know, can they make, you know, living, breathing dinosaurs with CG? But they did.
Oh, were they hyping it up in the 3D magazines before the movie?
not sure. I don't recall.
Oh, okay. But you had seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I knew about the book, right? So.
Right.
I'll have to go see it in.
What about 3D movie? What's that?
Yeah, what about you when you saw it? What was your first memory of seeing Jurassic Park?
Oh, wow. I was thrown back into this world. I mean, it's definitely an expansive universe that we hadn't seen, you know, with 3D generated. You know, everything up until that point was painted by hand. So, I was blown away by it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you wanted to see, get a glimpse of what prehistoric life would have been like. You know, that's what they wanted to evoke, right? But right, it's on this island. Right, it's like a recreation of a prehistoric biome in a controlled experimental setting, right? Where there's fences, you know? So it's very philosophical in a way, that the fact that, you know, it's like a look into this experiment. You know, let's like you're looking into the fishbowl, and the fish don't know, or maybe they know that they're being watched. But they're in their own little world. And they're playing God. These are scientists. You know?
Uh-huh.
Right? So there's a little bit of that Deus Ex Machina kind of philosophy. Yeah, it was brilliant. The storyline. You know, the CGI, the actors. The ferocity of the, you know, dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's movie magic, you know, that's why you went to the cinema.
Right.
Because you want those block movies. And today, we've lost that. There aren't any blockbuster movies except for Oppenheimer and Avatar 2.
Oppenheimer's worth my time, or no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you did not see it in the theater?
No.
Oh, you missed out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to see it.
Especially, you needed to go see it in IMAX. Wow, what a film.
Really?
Yeah, what a film.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that's cinema.
That's cinema. Yeah. I'm going to have to go check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much magic now, huh? Why is it? Is it because they don't have stories anymore? Or that all the stories were taken?
No, I don't believe that all the stories have been taken. I think core themes and ideas have all been explored, but we can definitely do new renditions of those core storylines, you know. I think profit has gotten in the way of storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because Hollywood operates on a formula, and if a certain film is successful financially, they want to repeat it. So you see the same. So, you know, you just see a regurgitation of the same films over and over again.
Oh.
Because to them, those films were profitable.
Oh, okay.
No matter, a good story was told. You know, if it's got the right actors in it, the CGI, and, you know, the marketing, then, you know, to them, that success. But, yeah, I think the art of storytelling is dead in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Storytelling involves exploring characters, right?
Right.
Doing an Avengers movie, there's no time to explore characters.
Oh.
Right? It's how much crap can we put on the screen, you know? And of course the dialogue is all replaced by these one-liners, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know if I told you, but I caught a glimpse of the last Matrix last year.
Oh.
And I caught the glimpse of it, and it was literally 100% action. It was like a space war scene, and it went on for like 20 minutes. It was like absurd. Like, at some point, I'm like, when is this going to end?
Yeah.
You know, I understand that you take liberties to communicate action, but it was just all about effects.
Yeah, and these writers, they're all, I think for the most part, many of them are too young back, call each other geniuses.
Oh, they're all geniuses, yeah. Yeah.
Look at some directors that I think have gone, you know, maybe have gone backwards. For, you know, like look at George Lucas. Like everything after the originals, crap, and it's because nobody has the balls to stand up to these directors who, you know, have critical acclaim.
Right.
Nobody saying, oh, you know, your script sucks. You should rewrite this, George. Right? Nobody says anything.
Yeah, that's, you know, like, okay, I think I realized this when they brought on Jon Favreau. And they're like, oh, we're going to bring on somebody to make his films for him. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What? Well, he sold us his rights. So Jon Favreau, the guy from, you know, Wedding Crashers, you know? I mean, I don't mind his work. I liked him in Sopranos. But Star Wars? Right.
Yeah.
No, nothing against Jon Favreau. I'm just saying, let George Lucas do his work.
Well, he doesn't own it anymore.
I know.
And even if you did, look at what he did with Star Wars.
Yeah.
The prequels? Like, you really want him in charge of that again?
Oh, God. No. No. So, okay, I'm going to give you an example here. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. And I know you got, you know, I'm flipping through channels one day, this is a couple months ago, and it was at night, and I turn on the TV, and I'm like, oh my God, pure bliss came on the screen. Pure bliss. It was Empire Strikes Back, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I turn on, I'm like, I'm watching, I don't care if it's in the middle, it's on national TV, I'm watching it. And I'm like, this is art. This is beauty.
Yeah.
Okay? This is cinema. At its best.
But do you know why Empire Strikes Back is the best one?
Why?
It was directed by Irvin Kershner.
Oh.
Not George Lucas.
Okay. Kershner.
Yeah.
Kershner. His name came up recently. He was in a photo with all these guys. With some of the actors. What else has Kershner did before Star Wars?
I don't know what his filmography is. I don't know.
Okay. So what is it about him? Does he have a golden touch?
Well, I mean, the film speaks for itself.
Okay.
It was more realistic. The acting. It was a darker film.
Right.
Empire Strikes Back is the darker of the three films.
Yeah, when they cryogenically froze Han Solo, wasn't that chilling? Didn't you feel like really closely experiencing that?
Like, right, you were so worried for Han
Obsoleto.
Solo. Like, what's going to happen to him next?
Right.
And it's funny because when you saw the Force Awakens where Han Solo's son, Kylo Ren, kills him, you're like, good riddance, you old man. You can't even act. Thank God they killed you. That's how I felt. How did you feel?
Sorry, repeat the last thing.
So, in the Force. Yeah. You remember, you watched The Force Awakens, right?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Remember Han Solo was killed?
Yeah, right.
How did you feel?
Oh, devastated. Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back, where Han Solo is encased in, carbonite.
Yeah.
We know how we felt when we saw that, right?
Right, yeah.
Complete empathy for his character. Flash forward to The Force Awakens when he's actually killed.
Spoiler. No, I never saw that.
You didn't know Han Solo got killed in the series?
I haven't seen anything since Return of the Jedi.
And Luke Skywalker's dead too, by the way.
Oh, God. I think I saw the one, The Clone Wars. I think I saw that where, your favorite character, the goofy guy?
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, he's leading the army into battle? That's the last I've seen. See how far behind I am?
Yeah, you're very behind.
I'm so behind. No.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is in Empire Strikes Back, I felt complete devastation when Han Solo was encased in kryptonite. Okay?
Yeah.
Flash forward to The Force Awakens, where his own son, which is a stupid storyline, kills him.
Oh, God. Okay,
well, Harrison Ford's acting was so bad in that movie.
Oh, God.
Hey, get his acting.
Oh, God. Wow. Yeah, it's...
You see what has changed? How Disney destroyed...
They destroyed it. Yeah.
Like, I don't even care. Kill them. Kill them all. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, they're not... They don't care about the old school. They don't care about the old guard. They care about the new. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Speech. You know how fake those... space battles in Star Wars look like when you have like literally hundreds of ships all shooting in space. Looks fake. But the battles that you had in the original Star Wars movies, those felt real.
Oh.
Right?
I wonder how he achieved the laser beams in space with that technology in the 70s. Do you know how they achieved? I
think some kind of optical process they used.
It's incredible, bro.
I know.
I mean, look at what they had to deal with.
Honestly, the laser beams in the original films look more real than the CGI versions. Anyone can do a laser beam in CGI.
Yeah.
That's easy to do. But it doesn't look as real. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between an optical effect on celluloid versus a digital effect.
Yeah.
In a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The difference. Yeah, they look the same. Most people will be able to tell the difference. But there is something. Something that you subconsciously notice.
Oh. That's the artistry, you know?
Yeah.
That's the artistry in the analog, you know, doing things that way. You know? That's like the lady at the store today. She's scanning the things, and it's not scanning, right? And she's trying to scan it again, and it's such an old technology. The grocery stores are way behind. That's like scanning barcodes is like 1960s or 70s technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So some things are slow to change because it takes money to upgrade things, and then in other industries, things change what? Because technology pushes them forward. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, did you know that if you have the Walmart app, you can scan your groceries as you're shopping and then walk out of the store?
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
They've got this now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You create a Walmart account, you know, so it stores your credit card.
Yeah.
As you're going through the store, you scan the barcode.
Scan. Your
phone.
Yeah.
Right? Take a, you know, and, yeah, that's then you can just walk out of the store. It's already paid for. Rapping.
Okay, here we go.
Beautiful, the Carol King musical coming to the main stage at
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
I mean, I left the voicemail, but I wanted to tell you in person. I don't know. I know you're busy if you were going to pick up, but. Yeah, man. Happy birthday, Mr. President. They did a spoof of that on Sopranos. Yeah. Hello?
Cold.
So, what are you doing for your birthdays?
Just gonna go probably over to Hamtramck here. It's a local area. Just gonna go hang out over there. Not too much, though. It's cold, so we don't do too much for my birthday. We're gonna wait until next week. We're all gonna go out and just have some. My family all get together next week when it gets warmer.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, baby, it's cold outside. I really can't stay.
That's right.
No, we can't play that song anymore. It's canceled.
I know. Everything's canceled.
Everything.
Like the show. What's going on?
Yeah, man. We're going to get booted soon. I almost just want to do this last, right, we're recording right now, last episode and be done with it because the suspense of, like, oh, we're going to take it down because they've already taken down some of our episodes. And you can't even have access to the archive. They delete it. And now they're threatening to delete us. So, is that right?
It's crazy.
You know, we're bringing people traffic to them. So, I don't know.
I don't know what the heck they're complaining about.
So, I wanted to get your counsel and see what you thought. Yeah.
Well, that's not too cool. Obviously, I could break a couple of amendments, I'm sure, along the way.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, anyways, listen, you don't mind if I give you a call back, do ya?
Okay, now, if you can hear in the background, that is indeed one of our biological sentient drones. It is made with the heart and soul and also artichokes of cabbage and some other choice plant creatures, dare I say. We do not have the patents on that. That is Monsanto. Right now, there's a bidding war between Monsanto, Apple, Microsoft, and of course, Bill Gates' subsidiaries, not to mention BlackRock, but that is a side note. Now, we are, of course, monitoring you for your own safety, because we do not like the idea of you being hacked or your trash being filtered through by extraterrestrial biological entities. If you can hear that noise, that is our drones descending back upon your property. Apparently, we just received intel from our audiovisual electronic department that this character has tried to call, quote, call us off. First of all, we are a part of the Galactic Federation. We use this frequency to communicate with those beings who can hear us. There's no possible way this Jacques Nicholson would have been able to hear any of our dialogue, let alone being able to tap into its frequency. So, if you don't know what I'm talking about, please disregard. But this is your friend Carl Sagan once again.